The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat 102-103.
Yeah, we'll all be fluent in Spanish by the time that song is over. It is Justin Bieber and Despacito. He's there with Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. Well, my first guest this morning is no stranger to extreme challenges. In 2012, he raised money for the Irish Heart Foundation by running 35 marathons in as many days around the coastline of Ireland. This time he's staying near the coast again as he swims 500 kilometres from the Giant's Causeway to Dunmore East. To tell me more about his swimming plans, which all kick off next weekend, Alan joins me in studio this morning.
Morning.
How are you, Alan?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Can I just do the equivalent of what you're swimming here? Because this is what really shocked me. You're doing the equivalent of swimming 10,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. So how many metres is in an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
It's 50 metres.
50 metres, okay. Or it's like swimming the English Channel 16 times. Wow. Do you ever think, what have I done?
A lot, quite a lot. yeah, I've only sort of got into the swimming since like last August. After my dad had died, that was when I sort of took this up and threw myself into the deep end, in all sense of the words.
Wow. Now, obviously, you're very sporty since you did run 35 marathons in as many days, what, 5 years ago now?
Yeah, that was in 2012 when I ran a lap of Ireland and raised around €15,000 for the Irish Heart Foundation. So hoping that I can surpass that again this time around.
Both these events are both for your dad, and people will probably know of your dad. His name was Milo Corcoran, very well known in the football circles. He was a former president of the FAI. You're taking this challenge up in his name. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he had a rough time, but last year, just shortly after the Euros over in France, me and my family both all attended. He got diagnosed with cancer. And it was only three short weeks in Waterford University Hospital then when he died. So it's okay. quite a rough time for all the family.
You went from spending time with him in France to 2 months later he'd passed away. So quite a shocking time.
Extremely shocking. Very hard to get your head around, and still struggling to get my head around. I suppose I sort of see this swim as some of positive focus to focus that energy and all that negativity from that time. And hopefully I can raise a lot of money for these charities that have affected me and my family and have supported us.
And those two charities are the Sulla Centre, which are based in Waterford,
yeah,
and the Irish Heart Foundation.
Correct, yeah.
5 years ago, your dad suffered a stroke.
He had a stroke in 2011. So really, I suppose, had a very tough time with his health, but he made a great recovery from that. And I suppose he owes a lot to have those last 5 years in quite good health. He worked very hard at getting back his independence, and he had that, and he was able to travel and he was able to work and drive. So he was fortunate to have those years, I guess.
When you were coming in, I read loads about your dad. He sounded like quite the character. I read a story about when he had his stroke and he was told not to leave the hospital, but he got himself off to a football match.
Yeah, he had a weekend off from the National Rehabilitation Hospital, and he was told obviously just to lay low and stay at home, recoup a bit. And he decided he'd go to Wembley to watch Manchester United in the Champions League final, because he had that goal in his mind that's what he wanted to get to. And there was nobody telling him no and not to. So he got over there with his frame in tow and got up the steps.
Does that sum him up? Was he a very determined person?
Yeah,
a positive person?
Football was his life, and he was going to watch it no matter where he had to go to. Yeah.
and then yourself, was he someone who was quite sporty? Is it something with doing the running and the swimming would have been something he was interested in as well?
Well, he always would have encouraged me to get involved in sports, and brought me out to Tramore from the age of 6 to play with those. So I played with those for over 10 years because he brought me out there, and he would have been closely involved with those guys. So yeah, he was always encouraging to take up new challenges.
And also he was quite interested in helping others as well. Wasn't he instrumental in establishing that football village of hope in Palestine? Tell us a little bit about that.
That was, it's based over in Israel. And it was,
Israel.
Yeah, it was a football camp basically between Israeli and Palestinian children. It's just peace building initiative supported by the government here. So he was the driving force in setting that up and getting those government funds to help out those kids, which was great initiative to set up. Really proud of his achievement in doing that.
So you've been training for, what, since August? How long?
Basically 8 months, yeah. So it's been a whirlwind of a year, yeah.
Does that help, though, having something to focus on that's not grief?
I think so. It's just keeping your mind occupied and keeping, I suppose, healthy and having that focus to drive to and work towards.
Okay, so as we said, you are going to be swimming next weekend. What day are you starting?
Starting on Saturday the 13th.
Saturday the 13th. You're going to be driving up to the Giant's Causeway and starting off the swim there, and you're going to be swimming all the way down home to Waterford and to Dunmore East.
That's the plan, yeah. Yeah, that's the plan.
So what does training entail these days?
I'm based in London, so I'm in the pool. I was in the pool all year, so it's quite a different kettle of fish getting into the sea. And actually, it was just out in Woodstown today, so getting used to that cold weather and getting salt water chopped up into your face.
But that wasn't your first time in the water, really, is it?
My first time swimming properly in the sea.
Okay.
Because I'm just home. So yeah, I've been doing all my training in the pool, so it's been quite an experience even. It's just a matter of getting used to it, I guess. Same as when I got into the pool back the end of last September, start of October. Just a matter of getting comfortable in that situation. Comfortable being uncomfortable, I suppose.
So what kind of kilometres are you swimming now while you train? What are you doing?
Training peaked at around 40 kilometres a week in the pool.
Okay.
So then when I'm, I suppose, in the sea, it depends heavily on the tide and the winds and that. But we're aiming for around an average of 15 kilometres a day.
All right. How long would that usually take you, do you think?
Well, I have the tide with me for 6 hours. So we're going to see how it goes. Sure, I'm sure some days it'll exceed it and some days it won't reach it. So we're just going to have to see how we get on.
And have you a date that you'd like to end up in Dunmore East by?
Yeah, the aim is to do it in 30 days. The run was done in 35 days. So I'm trying to keep it around that ballpark. I know I'm good at around 30, 35 days. So that's the aim. Hopefully coming up to slip in Dunmore after 30 days. So around the 11th of June.
Okay, all right. And is there any way people can keep an eye on your progress?
Yeah, the website is marathonman.co and that has the tabs for Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So we'll try to keep it updated there so people can keep an eye on it.
Good stuff. When you did the marathon back in 2012, you did the 35 marathons. I'm sure people were able to join you on smaller runs then. Was there always someone with you?
I was doing most of the running on my own, to be honest.
So
it was very solitary, but I suppose my support crew were playing annoying tunes out the car at me.
So who are your support crew this time? Is there always going to be someone on a boat near you then?
That's the plan. I'm still having difficulty with the boat. I think at this stage it's going to look like I'm having to try scrap the money together to buy a boat and then try sell it off. We were relying on getting somebody to sponsor it, mm-hmm. and we had sponsors and they pulled out for one reason or another, so panic stations, there's never a dull moment with this kind of stuff. So yeah, there's going to be a boat with me with two guys in it that know what they're at in terms of life saving and first aid, and obviously driving the boat, so they're going to be there all the time to keep an eye on me.
Okay. All right, well, best of luck with it. 500 kilometres, as we said, from the Giants. Have you ever been to the Giants Causeway?
I haven't. I ran past it twice. We didn't get the time to stop in. But yeah, looking forward to seeing it and jumping off it.
And I'm sure the coast changes as you go along. I'm sure it goes from choppy to calm. I'm sure Woodstown today was quite calm in a sense, was it?
I thought it would be. It was the choppiest I've ever seen it. I regularly walk out there when I'm home. But it was a baptism of fire to get the choppy conditions
out
of the way.
Well, that's what you need, I
survived
suppose.
Survived it anyway.
Yeah, well, best of luck, Alan. It all starts off next Saturday. Day 500 kilometres from the Giants Causeway to Dunmore East, all in the name of your dad, Milo Corcoran, and all funds go to the Sulla Centre in Waterford, and 75% are going to the Irish Heart Foundation. That's how you're going to do it. If you'd like to sponsor Alan, and if you have a boat and you don't mind giving him a loan of it, you can go onto the website. It's marathonman.co. Best of luck this time next week, next Sunday. Where would you hope to be? Are there kind of towns you're trying to get to?
It's Ballycastle is going to be the first stop, yeah.
So you're stopping at different villages.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Don't be having burgers and chips every night, so.
I'm getting as much food into me as I can.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Enjoy it anyway,
and
well done. The Sunday Grill. You've been listening to The Sunday Grill with me, Orla Rapple. For more like this, tune in every Sunday from 10 to 10, only on Beat 102 and 103, or check out our other podcasts on SoundCloud and iTunes.